Word of God, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, came to the earth to destroy the traditions of men based on law. You may listen to the Prayer Power Live Talk Show on the web at www.kaytfm.com. You are our guest, so phone in now. Phone in your comments. Call the studios at 484-2500. Outside of the area, 1-877-464-2500. Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, and Mississippi. You can call now. And now, from the studios of KAYT 88.1, the Reverend Carmouche. So phone lines are open now.
Of God, that power in the word. I've entitled this topic, Do Words Have Power? I can assure you one thing, we're going to find out real soon by the word of God. You are out there. Remember that you can call in anytime with this program. Call in 484-2500. If you have a comment, if you want prayer, I'll pray with you. I'll knock the devil out. Glory to God. I'll give him a 1-2 punch with the word of God, and he'll get out of your life. I can assure you that with the blood of Jesus, with the power of God and his word, there's no doubt about it. I can assure you that. And if you have any comments about the topic of today, that do words have power? The word of God, your words, whatever word they have, whatever word you have, does it really have power? Or is it just some kind of mystical, some sort of make-believe theory that we have in our lives, some philosophy that we thought that really creates things but doesn't really happen? But we want to find that out, and we're going to find it in the word of God, that's for sure. Call in, man, it's exciting today. It's another day, the Bible says. It's another day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I can assure you, you need to be glad in it because God made it for you. There's no doubt about it. So if you have a chance, a time right now, you listening out there, I know you're listening. People are listening out there. Just keep in mind, you can call anytime, 484. Write the number down, 484-2500 if you're local, and or 1-877-464-2500. Call in anytime. Glory to God. I'm just excited about today. I always get excited about the word of God, and words do have power. There's no doubt about it. Glory to God. One man can say one word and will change the whole entire world. That's awesome. How does it happen? I'm not quite sure. All I know is that it can happen, and it has happened, and it will happen again. We look back into Matthew chapter 8, verse 5, and it talks about a centurion. And a centurion was really a Roman soldier that was over 100 people. And so he had authority there. And we want to know about authority. That's power, glory to God. Authority is power, just like a police force. It has power, and words mean things. When policemen tell you something, or what any security tell you something, they're backed up by a force, I can assure you that. And we, at the same time, when we begin to read the word, we are backed up by a force of God. And that's something that you have to keep in mind. And we as Christians don't often think that way. Our mentality has been created and formed by the world and its thought and its philosophies as well. And we think that way. But God said, hey, man, I got a different way. And it works a whole lot better. Glory to God. The centurion came into Jesus, and he asked Jesus, he says, I got a servant at home, and he's dying, and I need you to heal him. And he said, but only one thing, all you got to do is just say the word. Whew, man, glory to God. What? You know, this guy never met Jesus before. First time. But I heard a lot about him, perhaps, but he knew that he had authority. And people went around and they said that man, this Jesus When he speaks, he means things. And there's power in his words. And they knew it. And you can feel it. And folks, you have that same opportunity that's in you. This is why I'm trying to get you to understand in the Word of God that you can walk on scorpions. You can lift up snakes, and I'm talking about spiritual snakes. I'm talking about devils and demons that are overtaking you in your life, trying to destroy you at the same time. You have a lot of power just by what you say. Glory to God. And I want you to understand that. Call in anytime right now, and I want you to just, whatever comment you have, and I'll pray with you. Man, we're going to pray. I can assure you one thing. The devil is scared of me because of the power of the glory of God in me, and the same with you. He's scared of you. He just don't want you to know it. Hallelujah. Call the number. Praise God. Call that number. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Just remember. Remember that, folks. Call the number. 1-877-464-2500 or 484-2500. And we want you right now, call in. I'll pray with you. I'll talk to you. Whatever questions you have, it doesn't matter. I want you to call in. I appreciate you out there. You're listening. Listen well, because God's word is for you. God's word is for me. And it's very powerful. Awesome, 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 awesome. And I get a thrill of it because of what it does and what it's going to do for you. Glory to God. It did it for me, so he'll do it for you. The centurion's asking Jesus to heal his servant. He doesn't even know Jesus. All he knows is that he's got authority. That's one thing. He heard about it. He knows about it. And just by the way Jesus speaks, he knows there's a force behind him. And that's all he knows. He's just a soldier. He's a centurion. And he said, man, I know. He said, all you got to do is say the word. You see, he understood authority. And that's what you and I have to understand. The devil wants to blind you from understanding what authority is. He wants to make sure you don't know that you got power. Glory to God. Hey, praise God. He wants to make sure he hides it from you, blinds your eyes, because you have a lot of power. In fact, if you got Jesus in your heart, I can assure you one thing, it's a whole lot stronger than he is. And he doesn't want you to know. And I come to expose him. I come to expose what the word of God can do in you and towards the devil himself. And so just keep that in mind, folks, that God wants to raise you up with power. And he told Jesus, I know what authority is. If I say to this servant, go, he will go. If I say to that servant, come, he's going to come. He's not going to say, hey, you know, I don't know, maybe later. No. Glory to God. Because he knows what's going to happen. He knows the consequences. He knows the repercussions. Glory to God. That's power, man. I mean, I'm power. I'm not afraid of the devil. The devil is afraid of me. And if I can find him somewhere, he's not too far away. He just like to stay far away for a while. And every now and then he trying to sneaks in, you know, and like he snuck in to God's meeting with the sons of God when he was talking to his people, his creation. And when he came and talked about Job, and he snuck on in. Hey, what are you doing here? Glory to God. But nevertheless, he's a sneaker, a deceiver, and he will steal from you. But that's power. Whatever you say, what are you saying? Are you saying positive things in your life? And that's something that you got to be reminded of. Are you saying the word of God in your life? And how can you say the word of God if you don't really know it? You got to get in the word, hear the word, feel the word, throw it out there, say it. I mean, Jesus marveled, the Bible says, at what the centurion said about authority. He said, man, I've never seen so much faith. Glory to God. That's faith. That's faith. Authority is faith. That means you got power. You got force. Remember that. You are a very powerful human being when you have the power of God invested in you. There you are unstoppable. That's what gets to me. I can move around, Brother Wade. I can move around with power, and it doesn't bother me one bit because I know one thing. I will knock him out. If I can just get a hold of him with the word, he's gone. I can assure you that, and he knows it. He can do anything he wants, but that doesn't matter. You can't kill me, folks. Glory to God. I'm talking about the devil. You can't kill me unless God says so. The Bible says that he has the keys to death and hell. He calls the shots. Glory to God. We got power. And you have to remember that. You are very, very powerful. I don't care who you are. It doesn't matter who you are, what you are, how much money you got. It doesn't make a bit of difference, folks. Glory to God. You filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. I can assure you one thing, that God will come through for you. You out there, you're listening to me. I want you to call the number. I'll pray with you. We'll pray. You out there, you're hurting right now. A lot of things going on in your life. You may be listening wherever you're at. You might be at your business, maybe on the road, wherever you're at. Please call the number. I want to pray with you, or whatever comment you have. Call the number 484-2500, 1-877-744-2500. I know you're listening out there. Remember, we here. I'm here for you to be able to pray with you, and together we will be two dynamites, okay, with the power of God. And I can assure you one thing, that whatever you ask in God's name, it shall be done. But this is one of the things that we have to remember, is that the moment that we ask something, the Bible says, don't ask amiss. It said you lust because you have not. Why don't you just ask me and I'll give it to you. And if you believe it, it'll happen. I mean, that's just simple. I mean, he made it so simple that if we ask anything in his name and we really mean it and that we really know that there's power in the word of God. Look, you have to understand that you have so much power in you that your little tiny finger, glory to God, just the touch of it, as you recall, Peter had the Holy Ghost, man, and he walked, and just his shadow, glory to God, just the shadow of Peter healed them. What an awesome power that we have in us. Glory to God. I want you to understand, folks, that you have a lot of power with the word, and all you got to do stand up to the devil and say, devil, you better get out of my way, because Jesus said, thus said the Lord, I'm healed by the stripes of Jesus. His blood was shed, and I got the Holy Ghost in me, and you can't beat the Holy Ghost. I guarantee you that. That's no way, no how, no shape. He's God. He's it. He's the dynamite, the dunamis power of your life. Call the number, folks. 1-877-746-4-2500. You have something you need. You're going through some trials and tribulations. You're hurting right now. I'll pray with you. Glory to God. I'll pray with you. We'll find out what happens. How important is the word in your life? What are you saying in your life? What is your everyday conversation about? What is the word? What are certain words that are coming out of your mouth that can really destroy you, rather than construct you with power in your life? You got to be careful what you say. Be very, very careful, because there's power that comes out of your mouth. The Bible says the word of God is right nigh thee in your mouth. That's power. He made the world out of what he said. He created you. He created the world. He created everything. He spoke it into being. That's power. We just don't realize it. We can't comprehend it, because we'll never do, because we don't have the mind of Christ. We must put on the mind of Christ and understand that God has something for you. Glory to God. Don't get discouraged. Don't give up hope. There's power in the word, and you must say it. So remember, call the number. I want you to call. And if you have a comment about this program, you have a comment about the topic we're talking about the word, has it been doing something in your life when you begin to speak the word, that it would destroy the devil rather than you? You remember that. It is very, very important, as the centurion said. Call the number You were out there. 484-2500. I know you're listening. I know it's important to you. It's awesome to you. It will create things in your life that you'll never, never.